Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joined now by the Hitman Wake Up Zone co-host Blaine Bishop. Blaine, you ever get delayed in a game that you played in?
Man, not like that. I'm sure it might have been a little bit of pause somewhere along the way. I can't remember the exact time, but nothing to that extent. You know, actually, that would have really bothered me.
Yeah.
To the utmost. And I know a lot of people poo-poo on it and all, but at least for me personally, I played on this emotional high that I built up every game, and to try to go up and down like a yo-yo like that, I felt like I had to do just to even compete at that high level. I wouldn't have been able to do it, let alone I followed a strict way I ate, and I would have been hungry coming after the second. I would have had to go for my pasta again or something that I'm eating for breakfast. So, man, it just would have, you know, guys, you know, are creatures of habit and routine and structure. I firmly believe that affected, and it was both teams. So I think it probably especially is, you know, seeing those kickoffs return. You don't know if that's for the kickoffs or just guys sitting around. And I thought the home team still had an advantage. You know, they had access to a lot more things. You know, did the Titans change their uniforms? I mean, they got wet. Sloppy, so did you sit there in 2 hours in your wet uniform and that just jerseys? I mean, and pants? I mean, did they bring extra dress? You know, there's a whole bunch of things that I think about, you know, food and everything else that I felt like maybe they may have a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah, the Titans, Amy, during the broadcast reported that the air conditioning was jacked way down low, too. I'm sure that wasn't by accident in the Titans locker room. So the players with the wet jerseys were having to come outside to try to get dry, and they were wrapping themselves in towels and all of that.
Oh, man, that's just about as bad as, you know, teams pulling the alarm in your hotels the night before the game.
Hey, congrats real quick on Ball State, man, representing, making some making some strides there with that performance at Notre Dame.
Yeah, Kurt Megan, Cardinal pride there, man. That was really special. I know those no moral victories and anything, but I'm sure that helped him recruiting. You know, Mike News, the head coach, with college roommates. So I'm really proud of him, man, and excited just for Ball State. You know, they had a horrific season last year, and now they got the quarterback back. They played with their fourth-string quarterback last year. But that, you know, that quarterback, he's going to be an NFL player. He was in, I think, the Elite 11. He was roommate with Wimbush, the quarterback for Notre Dame, at the Elite 11 camp.
Oh, yeah.
So those guys, he's pretty good. So they play well. They coach well. Naturally, the talent eventually prevailed. But that was pretty awesome to see.
Well, Blaine, let's talk about this Titans defense here, since that's your expertise. Gave up 120 yards rushing. I thought first half was a disaster when you look at the run D. But what was your overall take from this defensive performance?
Yeah, I know they rushed for like 120, 21, 26, or somewhere around there. You're right. I was literally thoroughly disappointed in the first half and where they were running the football. I thought that was where we had the advantage, and I thought we'd take advantage of their offensive line, who's made some changes over the year, and we didn't. And I thought Casey would be a huge mismatch, because if you can run the football, Donnie, as you know, that they control everything. Then they can get the sharp passing game, the deep passing game, and everything just kind of opens up. Yeah. So I was a little disappointed in that. They kind of made some adjustments. They came back, and then they played a lot better, and they stopped the run in the second half, or what we call it, I guess, the second half of the game. So that was better. But I was a little disappointed. I always tell everybody pump the brakes on the secondary, because if you don't get a pass rush, I don't care how good you are. They have a great group of guys. If you don't get any pressure, you're not going to be able to make it a National Football League secondary. I've been on those teams, and we have a good secondary. We weren't really good until we got the freak. So, you know, so that they need to get pressure on the quarterback. I thought the secondary still miscommunicated a lot back there, but they got to turn it up a notch. The team just played okay, and it's a little disappointing since it was the first game. And I wonder how much it hurts all the teams that, you know, guys didn't play a lot during the preseason. But Tannehill sure looked good, shoot. He missed last year.
That's a good point. Thanks for bringing that back up.
Wayne, we talked a lot about this on the post game last night, a lot about Marcus and his throws, and we can get into that. But the first drive where he threw to Taywan, you kind of broke that play down in the post, and you talk about as a DB, you want to make the receiver run around you in the end zone, right? You want to make him take the longest route to the ball, and that's basically what you said happened on that play. The DB kind of made him run around him, and he couldn't get to the ball.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Mickey. And I call it floating. I thought, tell you what, I thought he could have fought, and you know, you fight against the force and the pressure of what the DB's trying to do because he's trying to ride you out to make your route longer. So you're just trying to disrupt timing because he felt like he wasn't going to be able to run with Taylor. So the receiver's job is then to stack him, and stack means you get on top of him. So then that way you can draw pass interference. You have control of where you go and everything else. And then he does not. And he does not have vision. So if he would have done that, I think he would have caught that ball. It would have been as tough as a catch as what he really played to the DB and let him ride him out a little bit, make him go around him and make it a tougher catch and a dive catch. Great effort. But those are the little things that makes, you know, a good team a great team. And I thought that went throughout the whole team in different circumstances. Another circumstance was on defense. I thought Adoree, they should have played in and out, which they did. They didn't communicate very well. If they did, he didn't know it. And they had 3 against 2, and they catch the flat route, and the guy runs up the sideline, yeah. You know, and Adoree has to make catch. So those are the little bitty things that you got to do in a game to win because those matter, and you get off on third down. No different than missing a tackle on third down.
Was that a miscommunication, do you think, by – and you're talking about the play where there was a touchdown pass and basically the guy just beat Adoree to the pylon – and
right.
Three guys went after one guy. Was that a communication, or when you look at that, do you think, gosh, he should really know where he's supposed to be on that play based on what everybody else is doing?
Well, I thought he was messed up initially on his alignment. First of all, they had 3 on 2, and Logan Ryan kind of looked at him and then didn't communicate, but he's like, okay, we know we're going to play in and out here. So as soon as number two, who he lined up on, went to the out, Adoree's supposed to take it. He took the guy coming in. Yeah. It was just that simple. It's like they practiced it before. But you looked at each other and like, okay, we got it. But he didn't say it. And so he was lined up inside like that was his guy and that was his man, which then put you a step behind once you realize, uh-oh, this is in and out. We have to play in and out. So now that puts you a step behind, then 2 steps on the throw. Good throw by Tannehill where the receiver can catch it and turn and run,
yeah.
Unlike Marcus throughout the game, which then makes it tougher for the DB.
Yeah, that was my point earlier. Marcus wasn't playing well, man, and I know he completed some balls, but he left some big plays on the field before he got hurt. Where are we with him? I mean, obviously he's going to have a big offseason, the potential to make a lot of money with a long-term deal, but he's going to have to earn that, and he's not there yet, man.
Yeah, well, I think we're to the point as a fan base, because I'm a huge fan always of the Titans, and that's where I'm always going to be. And I think going into year 4, I don't care about any excuses, and that's what I call them, of changing coordinators. And there's a whole bunch of quarterbacks that's done it multiple times. Alex Smith is one to come off the top of my brain here right now, my mind. But there's no difference in how to throw the football. You know how to throw the football, and you know where you're supposed to put it. And he's not putting it in places where he's just not being as accurate where he can put it, where they can guy continue to run the football. Here's a good example I used on the morning show this morning is, you know, I used to talk to Antonio Freeman. I used to ask him, man, what was the difference playing with Brett Favre and Donovan McNabb? You know, McNabb was really good too, borderline probably, you know, Hall of Fame. He said, hey, man, I put my hand up right here, and he said, that ball comes right there with Brett Favre. And it keeps me running. It made me like I was faster than I really was because I'd catch it on the run out of my break. Donovan McNabb, it may come right through my hand. It may come to my hip. May come low. I mean, that's what he would say, you know.
Yeah.
And then he just Donovan. It was just that, you know, those make a big difference. And he said, now I'm the slow guy because now it hits me low and I have to stop and gather myself to catch the ball.
Yeah.
And then now I'm tackled. And so a great example of that in the actual game is Stocker. That should have been a touchdown. He underthrew him, you know, and he got to put it out there and let the guy go get it. I mean, it, to me, that was a no-brainer. He's supposed to be, this guy's in high school making that throw.
Blaine Bishop bringing it at BBishop23 on Twitter every Monday at 4:15. Blaine, loved it, man. Good job, and we'll be listening tomorrow morning 6 to 10.
Appreciate it, guys, man. 3HL.
All right. Oh,
line.
Blaine Bishop at BBishop23. Love that dude.
Hey, if you don't hear the pre- and the post-game shows, Mark Howard has covered every team that's been in this market, and Kevin Dyson and Blaine Bishop breaking down football, and I just try to stay out of their way. But you get in the post game, and they will tell you why things happened. They will tell you exactly why things happened that happened during the game. And it's amazing to hear those three guys just go through everything. And Blaine, he told that story last night about Antonio Freeman. He said, you know, that's why Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. And he said Antonio Freeman had said, you know, he had talked about that same thing with Favre. He's like, I just put my hand up. And if my hand is here, that's where the ball hits it. And I'm running because he's always throwing ahead of me, putting it right on my hands. And look at what Aaron Rodgers did last night.
Yep. Oh, my God. On one leg.
That's a Hall of Famer, though. And that's what a Hall of Famer does. Those throws were, now he threw one that should have been picked. But once it didn't get picked on that last drive, then it was just moving it right down.
Game on.
Love the Titans on Twitter. @BBishop23, speaking the truth on 3HL.